Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
All the single ladies, please lend us your ears. Because okay. Our friend Matthew Hussey, who's the author of Get the Guy, the book that Kelly Raspberry was raving about.
That's right. I brought it to all of your attention.
The book Jenna is trying to follow now to get her own guy is on the phone with us right now. What's going on, Matthew?
That was a great intro.
Yeah. I've been working on it. So if you need me to show up at your events, I can do that.
Please show up. Go on stage before me and say, ladies, lend us your ears.
Yeah. Matthew, you're back with a few more tips for the single ladies to help get the guy this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking we've been giving a lot of tips to people who are trying to meet guys. And there are a lot of women who are in the position of having met someone and are in that kind of awkward limbo of trying to make it go somewhere, but maybe the guy's a bit hot and cold. Maybe he's just not bringing enough investment in the early stages. So I wanted to give something for all of the ladies out there that are in this position with a guy. And one of the most common questions I get from a woman who is in this stage, in fact, I get this from women in relationships too, is how do I actually get him to stop texting me and start actually picking up the phone?
That's what Kelly wants.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, is that right?
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. Well, this came from a personal story. I actually had someone who, I guess I was texting a lot without even realizing it, and I hadn't picked up the phone in a little while. And she did three things that completely stopped me having this uneven balance between calling and texting and started me calling her. So the first thing she did was she actually called me. A lot of women, I think, sit there waiting for a guy to call, thinking they're not, you know, somehow they're not allowed or they shouldn't or they should wait.
Yeah.
The fact that she called me immediately gave me permission to call her back. I wasn't even there when she called me, but I saw the missed call. So now I thought, oh, wait, I can actually call her. I should call her. Even for guys, guys are a little worried that if they just call you out of the blue when they're in the getting to know you phase, you're going to think they're a little strange or you're going to be busy or whatever. So the fact that she left me a missed call, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I should call her. So I called her. The next thing that happened, she said, how are you? I said, I'm great. I said, I've missed your voice. And she said, yeah. She said, we're like great pen pals. It sucked. Being called a pen pal by her was the worst, because firstly, it made me feel really adolescent, and secondly, it was like a real downgrade, because it's like a really platonic idea, the idea that I'm her pen pal. It was the least sexy image I could have of myself.
Sure.
So I said to her, pen pal, I said, I'm not your pen pal. She goes, no. She said, yeah, we're like pen pals. We text all the time. And she wasn't even trying to be me. She was just like being so chill, casual about it. She was like, we're like pen pals. And in my head, I made a decision. I'm like, no way, I'm not going to have this woman identify me as a pen pal. So we talked for 10, 15 minutes, had a good time on the phone, and then short and sweet, I left the call. About 5 minutes after the call, she sent me a text message. And the text message said, how is it I am flustered after hearing your voice, even after we've hung up?
Ego.
Now, Matthew, I know you're giving tips to the girls, but seriously, fellas, if you're listening and you really want a girl, call her.
Yeah.
That's what got Kelly her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to differentiate yourself from every other guy out there, because no one is doing it.
So it's true.
You're the one guy who can pick up the phone and actually have a conversation, and God forbid, be charming with your voice or in person instead of by text. You will have a much easier time than other guys.
The best piece of information you can give guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I agree.
I told you, Matthew, that we talked a while back that I found the guy I'm dating now on Tinder, and you first start with those initial text messages, but after three or four, he's like, that's it. Can I call you tomorrow? Boom.
That's great.
The other guys I talked to on Tinder, we would text back and forth for weeks.
Yep.
They would never cross the line and ask me out. You know, it just never happened.
the most intimate they get is asking for a boob picture.
Right. That's the thing that guys don't understand. I think that the most of the guys I've met, their personality does not come across well in text messages. Guys are terrible spellers. Sarcasm for me doesn't translate well by text. It's like, yeah. I've hung out with guys before at a bar and he gets my number and then he'll just text me. Mm-mm. And his personality is ruined just by how he texts.
I think that's very true. And I think that's why actually doing these three things will actually do guys a favor, because sometimes we put it down just to guys and laziness, but actually a big part of it also is that guys have also bought into this frame of reference that it's all about texting now and it's all about just conversing in these very indifferent ways. And the woman who demands more, and I'm not saying demands more by being high maintenance and saying to him, I'm not speaking to you unless you call me, but the woman who demands more with her standard is the woman who's going to differentiate herself. And the really clever thing about what this woman did is, first, she gave me permission to call by leaving me a call. Second, when she said I was her pen pal on the phone, it made me associate negatively with texting. And then thirdly, when she actually told me that my voice had turned her on the call, that made me associate positively with the idea of calling. So these three things completely turned it on its head and made me want to call her instead.
Wow. And, you know, last time we talked to you, Matthew, and you told us the advice of, if a guy's leaving and you had your eye on him, make sure you say, why are you leaving? I saw a girl try that over the weekend.
Really?
And the guy stopped in his tracks and started a conversation with the girl and actually sat back down and stayed for another 30 to 45 minutes. Now, I don't know if he was listening to our show. I want to say
coincidence,
that.
But I think.
I think she was listening to the show and she used your advice and it worked.
I love that.
And that's what I love about his book. You know, a lot of people give philosophies and ideas. He gives, go out, do this, it works. It's like a play-by-play book, and it really works if you do it. Yeah. And Matthew, congratulations on the Cosmo.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor, and it's so exciting. We're getting out there to a whole new audience now.
Yeah, it's like an advice column, right? Or do you give advice, or is it just you sharing blogs?
No, we're giving advice both in the magazine every month now, and also on the Cosmo Online.
Cosmopolitan
well
magazine.
Done, yeah. Nice,
nice,
dude.
Right? Cosmo.
Very nice, dude.
And I'm sure they're going to put a hot headshot of you in there, too.
Well, is there not? Is there anything but hot headshots of Matthew Hussey?
trust me, there are.
That's Matthew Hussey, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Matthew. Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care.
You got it, man.
All right, Matthew. Bye.
Thank you.
Now, let's get to it. Because this is one of our favorite bits right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to find out if you're crazy or not. Now, we didn't go to school for this. We just want to know the crazy, quirky things you may do around the house, at work, around the world.
We'd be happy to diagnose you.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you've done anything that makes you question your sanity, call us up and we'll let you know if you're crazy with Does That Make Me Crazy?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How does $1,000 sound to you?
Awesome. I could use it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. How many breakfast sandwiches can you buy with that, Al?
A lot.
You shove in your face.
Beat the Bank is coming up in about 15 minutes. That's your shot at winning up to $1,000. And by the way, don't let me forget, I can tell you ladies when you look your best. I found a study that lets you know when you look your best, Kelly. So you can get ready to, like, if you want to send a picture to Tinder Wolf.
Like what age or what time of day?
No, what time of the day and what day of the week and all that. Like, there's a certain
for every woman.
Based on this study,
let me guess. After you've had 5 drinks,
nope.
Oh.
No, I'll tell you. Don't let me forget, because I got to tell you guys this. And speaking of looking your best, Big Al Mack and I need to look our best because we have a big job interview today.
You have what?
We have a big job interview today.
What do you eat now?
Bacon, egg, and cheese with grape jelly.
Apparently.
On wheat. Because he's keeping it healthy.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Apparently, it involves us taking our shirts off because the 32nd annual Book Lovers Convention with about 100 authors is in town. And that means.
What are we going to do?
Well, New York Times and USA Today bestseller author Kristen Proby. She's written some very, very nice romantic novels.
Oh.
Okay, so and what does this have to do with us?
I heard she's looking for cover boys. And our producer, White Cheddar, decided, why not throw us into the drawing?
You could be the next Fabio.
Right?
Wait, you're auditioning today to be romance novel cover models?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently we've been signed up to do an audition to become a romance novel cover model. I don't know what that entails. I don't know what this interview is going to be about.
That entails posing shirtless.
Couldn't you have told me that before my bacon, egg, and cheese with jelly?
We told you last week, Al.
Yeah. That's why I think that makes sense why JC was lifting hard at the gym yesterday.
Just in case.
Oh.
No. That's just because I got a new friend.
He has a new workout buddy.
I got a new friend. But it also helps out with this.
Oh, look,
don't put it down like you're not going to eat now.
Put now you're dieting.
He has one bite left and he put it down.
So wish us luck.
Hours.
Yeah. We're going to do our interview today. Wish us luck. It's going to be fun. Does that make me crazy? Now, we're not doctors like Kanye West is now.
No.
But we have been doing this bit long enough to have heard some pretty crazy stuff and to let you know if you're up there with the crazies.
We know.
Like, remember the lady that said she makes sure she uses every plate in her cupboard because she doesn't want the feelings to get hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Because
the plates on the bottom have their feelings hurt.
Because you keep stacking them up and then the plates on the bottom never get used. She doesn't want their feelings to get hurt. We've learned some stuff about ourselves on this show.
You specifically.
Me.
Yeah, you pretty much exhausted the crazy pool for the show.
I feel bad about that. I'm sorry. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I've given away most of my crazy, crazy stuff for the most part.
Yeah.
But I have noticed recently a mildly crazy thing.
What?
Maybe it's just a girl thing. I snack as I'm looking for the snack I really want to eat.
Oh, you pre-snack.
I know I pre-eat. I've told you guys I pre-eat. I always recommend girls pre-eat before you go on a date or before you go out to dinner because then you won't overeat. So I pre-eat. But now I snack as I'm still looking for the real snack that I want.
Hmm. Huh. I get that.
Yeah,
I actually get that.
Sometimes I eat like pickles just because it's there.
But you want chips.
But I really want chips. So I'm really just like holding off, you know, I eat pickles until I can find the chips or go to the store and get the chips that I want.
I get coffee on my way to get coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, they got this little coffee pot in my apartment building, and I'll get a cup there, and then I'll stop and get another cup. I'll get my coffee.
On the way to get coffee. On the way to get work coffee.
You're crazy, Al.
I've been doing, I'm JC, and I've been doing monologues when I'm in the car about my life. Does that make me crazy?
How does that go?
You know, like, when you're just driving, and you know how the movies start, and they have that spoken part? And you just go, is today the day? Is today the day?
Oh, wait. It's like I'm reliving Reborn.
I know. What was your line in Reborn?
Oh.
Movie you were in?
Game of...
Thank you, Shannon. I like to gamble. I'm addicted to the game of chance.
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Wow.
So something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it makes me feel like my day is worth something, even when I don't have anything going on.
You should
practice in a Morgan Freeman voice.
Our listeners like to ask the question, does that make me crazy? Like Bonnie... on our Facebook page, I smell almost every item out of the dryer to make sure it smells clean before I fold it. If it doesn't smell right, I put it right back in the dirty hamper. Does that make me crazy?
Very clean.
Need a more highly perfumed laundry detergent.
Let's go to the phones and see if we got crazy people on the phone today.
Come on.
Dimitri, how you doing this morning?
All right.
We're in the nest.
How you guys doing?
We're in the nest. You go ahead and share, my friend.
Okay, I just want to know this doesn't make me crazy.
Okay.
I have a list of all of my ex-girlfriends and my now girlfriend. I have a list of their ex-boyfriends, where they live, the cars they drive, the cars their parents drive, and where they work. And I've actually been to their hometowns to find these guys.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Why? Why did you do this, Dimitri?
Because I just want them to know if it gets crazy, then it's going down.
You're a stalker. You're that serious. You're like, not good.
Well, I mean, you know, well. It's because, you know, they make like idle threats. And,
right.
Why are they threats? Why is her whole, all of her boyfriends on the list have all made threats?
They're jealous.
Of the new girl?
You know, because it's chocolate, you know?
So, Dimitri, you have it. In case something goes down, that way the police can find them and question them.
Or I can go
take care of business.
I can go Liam Neeson on.
Has your girlfriend given you any reason to not trust her?
Nope.
Then you're crazy.
Yeah.
What about mom and dad and them involved in this? What? I don't understand.
Hey, they're just
Collateral damage?
Exactly.
All right, Dimitri.
Do you have a very particular set of skills, Dimitri?
Dimitri.
I do.
All right, see, there you go.
Dimitri, thank you for calling.
Yeah, we're going.
You be crazy, Dimitri.
You're welcome to the crazy life.
Yes, you're crazy.
Dimitri, stop
you made
doing
it, my
that.
Man. Don't
stop
do that
doing
anymore.
That.
All right, he learned his lesson. He learned his lesson.
No, he didn't. He's
he
laughing.
He sounded like a really nice guy, though. Dimitri sounds like a nice dude. I don't think he would do anything bad. Veronica, how you doing?
He seems so normal.
I'm good.
Now you have a does that make me crazy for us? Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm trying to get my kids. Yes. I have this really bad fear that I am going to lose or forget one of my children, like, every day. And so if I'm driving, I check before I leave my house to make sure they're all in the car. If I'm at a red light, I still make sure that they're still in the car. If I can't stop, I ask my four-year-old if her siblings are in the car.
How many do you have?
You think they're going to pop out or something?
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Okay, so yeah. I read something, and I know I'm not a mother, but I came across this the other day, and I think it's a great little tip, especially when, you know, you have the dangerous situation of sometimes parents leave their kids in the back of the car.
All that, yeah.
So what they've told parents to do is when you are getting in the front seat to drive and you have children in the back, take off your left shoe, you know, the one you're not driving with, and place it in the back seat. Because that way, I know you're trying to keep track of all your kids, so you might have to leave more belongings with the three, but you take off your shoe and you sit in the back seat, because when you get out of the car, you're not walking in any store. You're not going into work. You're not going anywhere without your shoe.
That's smart.
So take off your shoe and sit it right there in the back by the car seat. And that way you will always check in the back seat for the kids.
What if she takes the kid out of the car seat?
I'm not scared I'm going to leave them like in the car. I'm just scared that they're just like, I don't know. I have a fear that I'm going to drive off and I'm going to realize I left my two-year-old in the house.
Oh,
by himself. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of OCD-ish, maybe.
Because forgetting your kids, it might be fine, because my mom forgot me one time on
We've
a road
all
trip.
Been forgotten once. Oh,
yeah. And she left me on the side of the road probably for 20 minutes in Mexico when I was two. And I'm fine. She found me when they realized they forgot me.
It could be good for them. Yeah. You know, every once in a while, just leave them somewhere.
Let them know, hey.
That's the worst they could have.
Yeah. Just kind of circle the block.
Yeah, you let them know.
I've been left two or three spots.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be okay, but yeah, you're a little crazy. Have a great day, Veronica.
Well, I guess my tip didn't help.
And happy belated Mother's Day.
Yes, your tip didn't help, Jim.
I know, but I had to throw that out there.
That is a great tip.
Because I'm like, that's a great, I don't know. I just think that was a great idea, yeah.
Grace, you thought sirens were what?
Okay, so I was walking through my college campus, and I could hear these sirens, but I couldn't tell where they were coming from. It was like a really fainted, high-pitched noise, and nobody else that was walking around me was reacting to them, and I genuinely thought that spaceships were about to land and take me away.
And you weren't on drugs.
Conclusion.
You weren't on drugs.
No, I swear. I was walking through the parking lot, and it's a big campus, and everybody that was walking around, I guess they just knew what it was, and they weren't reacting. And then it just kept going off. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. I say yes, Al.
Yeah.
And Kelly?
Well, I've had a similar situation. Mine was a little different.
What do you mean?
Just a little bit. You know, I'm Christian raised Baptist. No, not spaceships. But I thought the rapture had occurred and I was left behind. There was this eerie stillness in my neighborhood. Like, there were no cars, and I came home and there was nothing. And it was just like nothing. Nobody was home. Nobody in my neighborhood. There's like, and I was convinced that the rapture had happened and I was left behind. I really did for a little bit.
How old were you?
I got very upset. I was a teenager.
You were a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sort of relate.
So
you know, with my spirit not being caught up to heaven or my spirit being caught up by an alien. Wow. Sort of similar, I guess.
And Kelly's also crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I
had to get right with the Lord after that.
Does that make her crazy?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah. Other people have thought the rapture has happened and they got left behind. You've had that happen.
I'll be honest with you, Kelly.
I haven't.
I'm not with you on this one.
See, it's not that bad, Grace.
I'm not with you on
but
that
Kelly,
one,
you would be the first to go.
Well, you know, you'd like to think that, but then it's like, well, what if I didn't do something? What if I didn't cross that T and dot that I?
Kelly, you did everything right.
I was a teenager, you know?
You're the one the teacher always told, hey, you look up, you look after the classroom when I go to the principal's office.
I know.
I mean, that right there alone gets you into heaven.
I'm just telling you, I thought I was left behind.
I know. I'm sorry, Kelly. You felt that way.
No spaceships for you.
Nope. Hayden.
Hey.
What's going on in your life? You're really afraid of something you shouldn't be afraid of.
Well, I can't get near wooden spoons or touch them.
Well,
wooden spoons.
What is it about them?
Well, I don't know. When I touch them, it feels like I'm scratching on a chalkboard.
It's a texture thing. I don't like wooden spoons either, only because when you wash them, they're like always wet.
I totally get it. It feels like you're just going to get splinters.
Yeah, the moist wooden spoon is not
it's
good.
It's not a good thing. Yeah, it's like...
That's all crazy. What?
Well, no, wet wooden spoons are weird.
Yeah.
They are, Al.
They are very weird.
We have got your back on this one.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Hayden. It is weird. Wooden spoons... Spoons should not be wooden. They need to be metal or plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old plastic with carcinogens.
Hayden, will you go start a GoFundMe account where we get rid of all wooden spoons?
Plastic.
Yeah. Plastic.
Plastic. I don't know what's funny about it. Alicia, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
God.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when people touch carpet, it makes me want to lick my own fingers. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know.
How often do you see people touch carpet?
It's not too often. Like, my friends give me a really hard time about it. It's to the point where I bought a house, like, 5 years ago, and it was fully carpeted, and I ripped all of the carpet out and put hardwood floors in so that they won't rub the carpet to see me freak out.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting
it's
it interesting that you verbalize this to your friends?
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting.
Like, if they do it, I just kind of freak out. Like, it's to the point where I roll my tongue now instead of licking my own fingers so that people don't see me freak out about it. But, I mean, it gives me goosebumps from head to toe.
Okay, that's a new one. And I thought we heard everything.
Yeah. That make me crazy hall of fame right there.
You a new kind of crazy.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, welcome.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You have made it into the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
I want to take you to a carpet store, right?
Do what?
Can we take you to a carpet store?
No, she'd never survive it.
No.
She'd swallow her tongue.
Like, people talk about ripping their carpet up and putting new carpet in, and it's just like, why would you do that?
Is it just a wall-to-wall carpet, or is it like doormats and entryway carpet, you know, the little floor, what do you call it? Space
everything,
rug.
Every carpet.
Anything that's that.
Oh, carpet. Bless you. Man.
Yeah, well, I don't have, everybody's like, why don't you get a throw rug to put in your bedroom or something? And I'm like, no.
Thank you, Alicia. Welcome to the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame right there.
Makes me wonder what she stands on when she gets out of the shower.
Probably just...
Because I'm with her. I don't like carpet. But what do you stand on when you get out of the shower?
You got to dry them feet.
Or at the job. Yeah, most places have, like, commercial-grade carpet.
Yeah. Alicia, do you just you dry your feet when you're in the shower, right?
Yeah. I usually have another towel laying down. I'll dry my feet off, and I'll step onto that. And then I'll pick it up immediately and throw it in the dirty clothes basket.
Wow. Question answer, Jenna.
Go.
Just a big old towel right there. There you go. Let's play Beat the Bank now.
Let's do it. Let's give away some money.
We had some good crazies today, and now we want to reward you for that with money. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 17 and play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're trying to get all caught up with your celebrity gossip, Kelly's got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 30 minutes. What are you working on, Kelly?
Well, you know, Al's on the phone and I'm trying to talk.
Do you have it straight?
Can you get off the phone now?
Do you have it for sure? Okay. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. Okay. You sure?
Yeah, first he was eating on the air and now this.
All right. Okay, I'll call you back.
Al just does whatever he feels like sometimes.
Yeah. Are we just part of your world?
My world, Kelly. No, I'll tell you about it in a minute. Let's play again. You ready? I got my rhyme here. Y'all ready?
What?
Y'all ready?
Who are you on the phone with?
Play game.
You were doing that for a reason.
I got something else. I'm working on. Let's play.
Come Executive on. Producer Big Al Mack over here.
Let's play. I'm ready.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready.
Okay.
You got a caller?
So we got a caller.
All right. Come on. All right. Let's go.
Showbiz Top 5, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Sick and tired of being broke. We have the antidote. Let's go. Let's play. Cause it's your day. Beat the bang. Yeah.
My man didn't run out of breath today.
It's all that working out he's been doing.
Because he used a lot less words.
Fewer words. Found the secret.
You did.
Didn't take long. I found the secret.
Jared Wilson.
Words.
Jared Wilson, how you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. You're caller number 17, buddy.
That's awesome.
What's up, J-Dub?
I was the backup. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, you're in.
Tell us about you, man.
Taking my three boys to school. They listen every day, and they were very excited when the phone even started to ring. They were begging to stay in the car, but I had to drop them off.
Aww, you should have let them be late, Jared, just one day.
I weighed the odds. I was like, guys, it's never going to happen.
It happened.
Well, we won't tell them you got it. We won't tell them.
All right.
You're going to try.
They'll know. They'll be thrilled.
All right.
Are you going to try for the girl, or are you going to keep it three boys?
You know, I think we're done, JC.
Yeah.
That's a very personal question.
I'm a specialist.
Yeah. He's got his boy. He's done.
Specializing boys.
You got three shots, and we got three boys. I'm sorry, wife.
There you go.
Exactly. That's it.
Jenna, tell Jared about the game, please.
All right, Jared, we're going to throw you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to throw numbers at you, steadily increasing. We have no idea when he's going to stop. So as soon as you feel like that's the amount that you're comfortable with, you just yell, stop, and that's how much money you're going to get. But if you risk too much and you don't say stop in time and that vault door closes on you, you get nothing. Mm.
Well said, Jenna.
Thank you.
There you go.
And you would be letting three little boys down.
Yeah. You don't want to let your boys down, Jared. You know, they look up
Never.
To you.
Never.
All right.
Are you ready, Jared?
I'm ready.
I'm feeling kind of good today, Jared.
You feel good?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I was feeling good, Jared.
Kind of good today, Jared.
Let's see how you feel. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
Thank you.
$280. $350. $380. $450. $620.
Stop.
No!
All right!
Is that what your little boy was saying in the backseat?
No, he was driving the car.
Oh, we were so busy listening to him. I wasn't even listening to the dollar amount.
I'm pretty sure it was like 620, Shannon.
620 is what I heard.
That was the cutest thing ever, man. That was all right.
Jared, you just won $620, my man.
That is awesome.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to take my kids and my wife on vacation.
That's nice.
That's good. Hey, Jared, just for fun, let's see how high this does go up. Do you mind?
Absolutely.
All right, let's check it out. Shannon, hit it. We're at 620.
710.
Oh, it's okay, Jared.
1,000.
Jared.
Today was the day.
Hey.
You were six seconds away from $1,000.
You know, but 620, that's great.
That's perfect.
620 is good.
That's fantastic.
Just don't tell your boys that daddy could have won 1,000. Awesome. They'll be heartbroken.
Congratulations, brother. Awesome.
Hold on for us, Jared. We'll get you your money. There's Jared.
Yep. Congratulations.
Jared Wilson just won $620.
Way to go, Jared.
And don't worry, if you didn't get in this hour, we're going to play again in less than an hour, actually, about 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Al, would you like to tell us now why you were on the phone?
Okay. Real quick, I was talking to Philip. Philip is our new street guy, right?
Uh-huh. Philip with two L's because one L sucks.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Philip is doing something for me. As you guys know, I'm riding my bike to work this Friday because it's National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Uh-huh.
We're trusting you on that.
Have you been working out?
I've ridden it a couple times.
Okay, good. I like that.
I have. So, the route is planned.
Oh, good.
Because
okay.
This, you know, when I come to work every day, I take the freeway just straight here. So, going on back roads and whatnot, it's kind of tricky. Now, there will be one little stretch, because there's a river, for lack of a better word, between here and my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to cross that river. So there will be like one little stretch of highway I got to get on, like get on and go like a half a mile and then exit.
And that's okay because your bike has pedal assist and it goes like 55 miles an hour.
It doesn't go that fast, but it does have pedal assist. Thank you, Rick Richardson Bike Mart. But anyway.
What's up, Woody?
The route is set. Other than that brief little freeway part, I'm good.
Okay. So what does Philip have to do with all that?
Well, he's out kind of driving it, and he needs to find out. I need rest stops, Kelly. I'm not as young as I used to be. So I need like a little spot for a donut I need another little spot to stop, maybe, you know, crack open a beer or something. I need another little spot to, you know, get me a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then I need another spot just to rest, not eat anything.
A literal rest.
Yeah.
Stop.
And maybe so a bathroom stop.
Gotta have a bathroom stop. I mean, we're talking we're talking about 15 miles.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Why don't you try wearing a diaper like that astronaut lady did? That would be better.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear a diaper.
Why not?
This is not sponsored by Depends. This is sponsored by Richardson Bike Mart.
Okay.
So go to bikemart.com, check out and get you a bike.
So Philip's trying your route.
It's this Friday. Yeah, he's doing the route for me.
Okay.
So he's out on assignment. You know, you ever have a news person that's out on assignment?
Yeah. Sure.
He's out on assignment right now. Getting this
exciting
route.
Stuff.
Right now he's out there? Philip?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Philip.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Dude, I'm out here right now, and Aladdin told me I got to get on the highway without an electric bike. I got out here, and I was like, dude, where's my motor at? He's like, bro, you got to take your own bike. What are you talking about? I was like, man,
he's
you're putting
my
life in danger for some beer, bacon, and eggs, man.
He said, you're at my apartment, dude.
Wait, so, Philip, Al's having you do it this morning on your regular bike.
Yeah, out here, I'm using my thrift store swag, and I'm trying to get from point A to point B in one piece.
Okay.
What are you wearing, Philip?
Well, a lot of people out here right now are in tight butt cheek spandex, and I'm just decked out in some $2 red sweats, some old floppy Osirises, and my ghetto cut tank top.
All right. Great biking attire.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Seeing all these rich people on these fancy bikes make me feel so much better about my economical status.
Hey, Philip.
You're fit, though. You can do it.
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and take off. You're standing there in front of my apartment building. I don't know if you have authorization to be there.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, security's been eyeing me. Like, what is this fool doing out here on the phone for so long?
You're risking your life for Al to make sure that his route is safe enough for him to travel on Friday.
I appreciate that.
Hey, man, I'll give you the skin off my back. I don't care. I love you, Al.
Thank you, brother. Love you, too, man. Love you, too.
So you're going to go try it out right now, Philip?
I'm going to give it my best attempt, man. I'm young, so I think I can do it.
All right.
Oh, you got it. You got this. Be careful, man.
Yeah, be careful out there. And are we going to be checking in with Philip? We'll see him in about an hour, we're hearing, which means he's way faster than you, Al.
Al's going to do during rush hour traffic.
Yeah, because we got to make sure the microphone works, Kelly. We got to make sure we don't lose reception and all that stuff.
And he's riding a bike with two wheels because one wheel sucks.
By the way, Kelly, you're going to love what we have coming up next.
What?
Because we're going to talk to a fan who got up close and personal with one of Kelly Raspberry's or with Kelly Raspberry's favorite celebrity.
What?
I wonder who that is.
I know who that is.
Okay, we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mack and I will be auditioning for a romantic novel cover today. I know it sounds horrible, doesn't it?
This is wrong.
So make sure you listen tomorrow to see how our interviews went.
Now, are we supposed to audition, like, together?
Al, I don't know.
No, it's always, like, remember when Kid and I were on the cover
of Rude Awakenings?
Our romantic novel, Rude Awakenings, that he wrote and I narrated?
Yeah.
I never looked better in my life, even though it was an artist rendering of me. That's what it is. It's you, but it's a picture, it's a drawing of you, a painting of you.
Well,
and you're
maybe.
Usually wrapped around some woman. Now, typically, these male models on a romance novel have long flowing hair.
Okay. We got wigs.
So you're at a bit of a disadvantage there.
Yeah, I am.
Me too.
But they can draw that on because Kid didn't have long hair and they made him have long hair.
And these guys have like chiseled like cheekbones and stuff. We don't got that.
And they usually, if they're not shirtless, they're wearing like puffy pirate shirts.
Yeah.
Shirtless?
Yeah.
You don't want me shirtless on the cover of anything.
I don't know how it's going to go. And by the way, Al, did you know Philip is actually going to be auditioning with us as well?
Oh, good.
Our street guy, Philip.
Oh, good. 19-year-old buff Philip.
Yeah. Young old Philip there.
Yeah, all right, good.
In fact, speaking of Philip.
Yeah, he's getting a bike ride in this morning.
He's test running Big Al Mack's bike route that he's going to run on Friday because it's bike to work day.
Yeah.
Philip, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
How's the bike ride going?
It's going great. I breathe testosterone and drink adrenaline.
Are you pretty much going on a flat surface? Are you going uphill, downhill, what?
There are so many hills, and I hit about 35 miles an hour, bro. And I'm getting it, man. I got a sweat. I'm feeling good. We can start a fitness challenge if we want.
No.
Well, is that a cop right there, Philip?
He's whistling at you.
Yeah.
Is that a cop?
The police don't really. I'm running from the 5L, you know. It's pretty fun. If anybody wants to join me, they can come out and find me on Maple.
All right.
I don't like cruising alone, guys. Come on, I could use some friends.
All right, well, we'll catch up with Philip because he's making his way to work so he could audition.
Hurry up.
But he's barely started, and he already sounds winded. He
out, and he's in shape.
Yeah.
He's got, like, what, 30 years on you? Seriously.
We'll see how it goes.
It's rough.
Are you scared now, Al?
Schedule another stop, Philip.
You're riding with a motor. Don't even.
I might need another stop, dog.
All right. Let's bring in a friend of the show real quick. Kelly, you're going to love him. Tyler Betts, are you there?
I am.
Tyler has a really, really, really cool story that you're going to love, Kelly. Tyler.
Yes, sir.
You were in Las Vegas.
I was.
When did this take place?
We were in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, this
weekend. Crazy weekend.
Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you there with friends or?
Or with your mom.
Mom, girlfriend, what?
Oh, no. It was a girlfriend's birthday party. So we went, and this was the main reason why we went.
All right. So you're in Vegas.
All right.
And you're checking out the scene, and you went to something that a lot of people like to go to. What'd you go to?
A casino.
We went to the Britney Spears concert at Planet Hollywood.
All right.
Pieces of Me.
Yeah.
Is she back performing? Because didn't she get hurt?
Just last weekend, the weekend before.
Okay.
So she's back in full effect, Tyler.
Yeah, she actually, I think she canceled 2 shows, but she was out there.
Okay.
Okay. And were you sitting in this, because it's a small venue.
No, it's big.
It's pretty big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good size.
Okay.
And were you sitting?
We were technically in section 101, but we didn't even sit in our seats.
Why not?
Okay, just tell us what happened.
Okay, so we were walking down to the concessions to just go get a drink before we were at the show, and a gentleman walks up to me who said he was head of security for Britney, and said that he goes through the crowd and chooses 3 gentlemen to, I guess, send a picture to Britney, and she will choose which one will go on stage. So he takes a picture of me, takes a picture of our seats, and says, hey, I'm sending this to Britney. I'll be at your seat if she chooses you. So as we're walking up to our seat with about 5 minutes before the show started, he's standing there with a security guard and said, Britney chose you.
Would you like
to go on stage?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And this one. Okay, so when I was there for opening night, thanks to Big Al for my birthday or Christmas present. I don't remember Christmas.
Yeah.
So this is the one that Mario Lopez on opening night.
He went.
It was like an S&M section of the show where she puts a collar on him and leads him by the leash. Is that you?
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, dude.
Well, of course she picked you. Tyler, you're a super good-looking dude.
Well,
Kid TV.
I guess.
Watching pictures.
Well, Britney wouldn't pick the ugly one.
I would hope not.
So the security guard has to go out, and his mission is to pick 3 good-looking guys. So you were the best-looking of the 3.
Yeah.
That's what Britney thought. So,
So what happens? So they take you backstage. What happens when from the minute you get backstage? You leave your girlfriend sitting in the audience, or does she get to go with you?
No, she went up. They gave us VIP tickets. We were front and center. I mean, the second song, she was right in front of us. And then they pull me aside and take me to a certain part of the audience where it's a little staged, and then there's 2 dancers behind me. They take her to the front of the front of the stage, and the dancers just say, hey, act enthusiastic and just have fun with it and listen to everything that they say. So they pretty much walk you through the entire thing. I mean, it's kind of weird. They're sitting there going, hey, get on your hands and knees and crawl until I tell you to stop.
I've said that.
Yeah.
And then they put the harness on you. They put a leash on you, which was weird. At first, I didn't even know where she was. I mean, I was getting whipped in my butt and had no idea what was going on. And then come to find out, it was her the whole time, and she's walking me down the stage, and it was intense.
Wow.
And so then when it's over, you're not blindfolded,
no,
are you? Are you blindfolded?
Right?
No.
Okay,
no.
So what happens? So then at the end of the song, what happens between you and Britney? Is there any interaction beyond her whipping you on the butt?
Well, there was interaction twice where they sat me on a dancer, and she kind of did a little dance in front of me, and then she comes up and she actually blew into my lips, which is kind of sexy. And then I walk to the front of the stage, they tell me to dance. She comes over again and dances on me a little, blows on my lips again.
Whoa!
And then, she signs a T-shirt on my chest, tells me thank you. She probably called me hot like 3 times maybe.
Oh, wow.
And then that was it. They just kind of walked me off stage, and I went back to the VIP section.
Oh, my gosh!
Okay, we're talking to Tyler Betts, who's a listener of our show, and he got to go on stage at the Britney Spears show. She blew on his lips twice.
And called him hot 3 times.
Tyler, what did her breath smell like?
Oh, it smelled like cherries. What else can I say?
She probably wears cherry chapstick.
Tyler, I got to ask you, though. I'm sure your girlfriend at the time was super excited that you're getting called up on stage, but afterwards, was she kind of jealous?
No.
No, I think she was real excited. I mean, how many people can say that Britney Spears called their boyfriend hot?
Yeah, that is true. That is true, Tyler.
It's a different level. It's just something about
it's
Britney.
Just okay.
As a woman, you want your man to go have that. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
I can't believe she blew on your mouth. Twice. That is so hot.
Approximately, how far were her lips from your lips?
It was the microphone that's on her head.
Yeah.
I was pretty much touching that. So
inches.
We're talking maybe an inch.
I'm going to try that with Tinder Wolf. I'm not going to kiss him. I'm just going to blow on him.
Blow on his lips?
Come here, Al.
Do it to Al. Tyler, we're going to try it with Kelly and Al. Kelly's going to blow on Al's lips because you inspired this.
Al's
going to
get way too excited.
Whoa.
That was kind of hot. Yeah, I got it, man.
Now we know what you're talking about, Tyler.
I try not to spit when I blow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, did you get any Britney spit on you?
I did not. Oh. No.
Was it a soft blow or a hard blow?
I'm telling you, it was sexy.
Maybe I was too hard, Al.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, I think
she just
you were.
Gave me these googly eyes and just blew onto my lips. It
googly
was sexy.
Eyes. So excited for you, Tyler.
Did you touch her?
I didn't. No, that was the one thing the dancer said. They said, do not touch Britney Spears. So I was like, okay, that's fine.
Did you hear her singing?
Oh, yeah. She was actually singing, which is one thing I know is a big thing is her lip syncing and all this controversy. But no, I heard her singing, yeah.
Thank you, Tyler.
It's hard to sing and blow at the same time.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
It's very, very tough.
Mm-hmm. Anniversary.
Thank you, Brittany.
I wonder if there's ever a time when she pull a woman up to do that. I don't know. I think it's always men.
It's been dudes. Was her boy?
I would crawl.
Was her boyfriend there, Tyler? Could you see him?
I couldn't, no.
Huh. He was, caught up in the moment.
The kids or
that's
there,
awesome,
yeah.
Tyler. How'd you do on the craps tables, dude?
Oof. Let's not talk about that.
Tyler, thank you for sharing that.
That is
you
so cool.
You are my favorite Kid Nation member of the show today.
Yay, Tyler.
Well, there you go, man. Thank you for having me on.
That was great.
No
dude.
Problem. You're great our official Britney Blue on My Lips guy.
I love that.
Thank you.
Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't.
Man. Are you going to get a shirt made with Britney blowing on your lips? I would.
I mean, that would be nice.
Britney blew on me.
I might just screenshot one of the pictures out of the video. I'd love that.
Man, Tyler, you have a wonderful day. I don't know how it could get much better than that.
I'll send y'all the video for what all happened.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
You have a great day, Tyler. Thank you so much for sharing, man.
Thanks, y'all too.
Wow.
She blew on his lips.
Like, that's out of
why?
You know how many people are at that show?
That's kind of sexy.
Try that.
And you get picked out of.
See, Kelly, it means a lot because it was Britney Spears blowing.
It would mean a lot to Bill. He would like
if
that.
Britney Spears blows on Bill.
No,
then
he would
yeah.
like that.
And you didn't get close enough to Al's lips, I don't think.
I think I blew too hard. I was so worried I was going to spit.
She did. She like.
Kelly's
like, she's blowing up a balloon.
Kelly's an aggressive blower. Too aggressive, Kelly.
Yeah, just easy does it, all right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bang.
Here we go, Al.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Uh-huh.
Tell your mom, tell your dad about to win a big old bag of cash money. Ready to play. Nothing else funny to say. Beat the bang.
All right, Al's
wasn't
officially.
Anything funny.
Al officially ran out of funny things to rap about with the Beat the Bank rap. That's fine. It happens. Jared Wilson won $620 earlier. It went up all the way to $1,000. He bailed out early. It's okay. He still won money.
Yeah, he did. $620, man.
Brianna Forster, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. You're
excellent.
You're caller number 13, which means you get to play.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I'm nervous.
What are you doing right now? Working?
No, I'm actually driving to my doctor's appointment for IVF.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Such a big day.
I
have
know.
Have you ever been?
It's such a big day.
Have you ever been through it before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I'm hoping this is going to be the one that
you. Yeah.
Hopefully it goes one shot.
One and done.
Yeah. All right, Brianna, well, let's get you some money because we heard those are not free. And you could win up to $1,000. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. When you think you heard the largest amount you're going to get, you yell stop for us, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's $1,000, you got to yell stop because if it closes on you, you get nothing. And that's not good.
Okay.
All right, Brianna. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$170. 190. Two hundred. Three hundred twenty. 370. 410. 470. 490. 550.
Stop. Oh, God.
Stop! That's $550.
All right.
Oh, we were feeling that one, Brianna.
All right.
You just won $550.
I have a feeling this is going to be a great day for you, Brianna.
I hope so, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so relieved.
Yeah, let's see if you... I feel like you bailed out at the very last second. Let's find out real quick, Brianna.
I feel like my heart is pounding. Yeah, that, right. That was a lot.
Let's check it out.
640.
That's okay.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Hey! Well done, Brianna.
Good job. Good job.
Awesome.
See, today is a good day.
Sign of things to come for you today, Brianna. I just know it is.
Well, good. Good luck today. I know it's a big day for you, Brianna, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
If you don't mind, why don't you call us a little? I don't know how long this takes to find out, but call us and let us know what happened. How long does it take, Kelly? Do you know?
A couple weeks.
Hey, let us know, all right?
On the 21st.
Okay. Oh, wow. You already know.
On the 23rd. Here, we'll get your number because we want to keep up with you. We really want to see if you get lucky today. Okay.
Thanks,
Brianna. Oh, man. So exciting for her.
Maybe she'll name one of her kids after one of us.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, she's kind of obligated to now.
Yeah. Right.
Or banker. Right? Yeah. Name the kid banker.
Yeah. Yeah. Beat. No, that wasn't good.
Now, you know what we just noticed is that it's been over an hour since Philip, the guy that we send out on the streets to do street bits nowadays.
Yeah, he called in and said that he was going to, I was talking to him. I wanted him to route my bike ride that I'm going to do on Friday, but we needed to test the audio equipment and whatnot, and I need to test the roads up and down.
Make sure it's safe for Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Because
so,
it's Ride Your Bike to Work Day on Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
So Al's plan is to ride from his apartment in the morning to work, using, avoiding the interstate.
During the show.
What's the mileage on that?
About 15 miles.
15. Okay. Philip, where are you?
Right now, I am currently almost getting hit by a car in the middle of the highway.
Yeah,
I need to switch lanes, and I don't have blinkers, so I'm just having to kind of use my arms and throw them around and hope I don't get hit.
Okay.
Yeah, there's signals.
Arm signal.
Yeah, I know. Also, my seat fell down during my ride, so I had to completely crash, get my seat back, and then my front tire started coming loose also. So my tire almost fell off doing about 30 down the hill.
Apparently, Philip, you didn't go to Richardson Bike Mark. You go to Richardson Bike Mark. Go to bikemark.com and pick out the bike of your dreams, and Woody over there will take good care of you. That's Richardson Bike Mark. Thank you.
I'll try, man. Balling on the budget. I can't afford no fancy thing.
All right, Philip. Well, hopefully you get to work today.
Did someone get him to sign a release?
Yeah. No, of course.
Hey, how much does he weigh? He doesn't weigh as much as I do, I know.
No, he doesn't. No.
So if he made his seat collapse... I've done that before. I was riding my bike and I hit a bump and the seat collapsed.
Ow. Oh, did the rod go?
Kelly. That's the reason I stopped riding. You want to know the truth? That's the reason I stopped riding.
You and Farrah Abraham have something in common now. Man. Yeah, your bike is brand new, Al. You should be fine.
Yeah, no. My bike's awesome. My bike's great.
And by the way, Philip is like a daredevil, and he sounded pretty scared on that route, Al. So I don't know how
he is.
Sounded like he was standing next to a bus.
Skateboarding down hills attached to backup cars and stuff. Yeah.
I can't wait. Make sure you join us on Friday to listen to Big Al Mac bike all the way to work.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.